we're holding on Pei Beis Amud Aleph, by the second wide line. So more about a machloek is, if a person has a choice on Shabbos between using a tzror, which is muksa, and a cheres, which has the potential danger for kshofim, then machloek is, what should you do? But chomer chayiv you in that situation to use cheres, which is a kli, a broken kli, but still has a function, so it's still considered a kli, or not. Meisvei. And we're just going to ask the kasha, and the mandamer which says that you use a tzror, so the bryce says, how you the fun of tzror becheres, mekanef becheres, bein mekanef tzror. Tiv to the Rav Huna, so it's a kasha and Rav Huna. So tirgama rafram bar papa kamei to Rav Chista, I'll leave it to Rav Huna. So rafram bar papa, who the Talmud in front of Rav Chista, suggested the way that Rav Huna would answer this question is by saying, let's see Rashi. Mekanech b'tzror b'Shabbos. Abish Allah bar tiltil hu ba'alma. Even though general tzror is not considered about tiltil, v'ena mekanech b'cheres b'shum sakana, because there's a potential danger in cheres. That's what Rav Huna said, and Rav Chista said alternatively, halacha is mekanech becheres yesh teres kli ola, it has a status of a kli, and not tzror, which is muksa. Now the Brisa says you use cheres and not tzror. So Rav and Rav Papa answered be'ognei kelim shem chalokim, they're smooth, ve'enam mekaren es abosur, and they don't tear the skin. I guess the handle broke off, and using the handle as opposed to a shard, so the Bryce gives a preference to using cheres and not tzror. Now, if I'm correct, I understand that the tzakana was because of kshofim, then the Morse answer is very difficult. If you understand the tzakana before, the Morse said before was that shards have potential to cut more than tzror, and therefore he said the sakana was don't use cheres because it might cut. So if you have ognei kelim which are smooth, the potential for cutting is less, and therefore those would be preferred. So I think the pshat, I have to correct myself, but the pshat wasn't because of kshofim, it's because of a danger of cutting, which is really where we had it on Pe'alpha Mabez, and the more said mishum sakana, Rashi said because you might come to cut the ligaments there. Okay, something more. How you the fun of the story about Sovin? Try to using a tzror, which is or using grass.
This grass is already been cut.
That's a fair question that we'll see as we go through the Gemara. The assumption right now is that it's been cut. We'll see in Rashi. Rashi has alternative shot in that. Okay, if on the tzror b'savim, Rav Chista, Rav Hamnuna, Chadam Mekanech b'tzror, Bein Mekanech b'savim, you should use the tzror. And Chadam Mekanech b'savim, Bein Mekanech b'tzror. So if you're pressing a savim and tzror, you use a savim, according to the second. Meisvei. Bryce says, "Hamakenech b'dabra sha'or sha'letus boy." A person does kinuch with something which is flammable. For example, a sovin. Shinov hatachtonus nurshrus. So those type of items, wood, etc., do a damage to the shinov hatachtonus, which again was the, like we had before, was the ligaments there which hold the opening. The intestines of the opening. So, a sabim is something which is or shalat this point. The more answer is lokasha, hobalach, and hobiyavation. So, if they're still freshly cut, they're lach, then they don't burn well. And that's when we say we give preference to a sabim. If not, if they're dry already, so they have a tendency to cut, etc., they have a sharp edge to them. and that you shouldn't use. That's Rashi. Ve'ena mekenech basavim. Shesav melachi mechetlin is a baster. The problem with the sub is that they cut in. Rabbi Seinu, before Shem Rashi, my Rebbeim explained, Mishum Tlisha, the problem is Tlisha. Ve'enedei amahu. I don't know exactly what they're referring to. Tiba sabam mechuporim, if they're attached, and the question is to cut them off to use them. Mikaman de shori. How would anybody permit that? So, how could you have one of the Amoraim saying you use a sovim? If that's the situation. The idea was to use them while they're still attached. You have a long stalk and to use it while it's still attached. So, since the tzor is muksa, and this is attached, so it's preferred. Now, well, you see them, and that's not considered moving them since they're still attached. So Rashi says, but we have a rule: you can't use something which is, you can't use a tree, you can't use things which are attached to the ground. That's not going to be a problem. Can it be Arab in Perikimo? So he also ela be'ilon ubekonim uzradin fishein koshin, things which have a normal usage, people could use them while they're still attached. Chazal asur a sovim, which is not a normal thing to use a sovim grasses while they're attached. Chazal never asked that. Shin of noishras shinei haper mekarkasha, the opening of the karkasha of the intestine. If they're lachen in or shalipay, if they're fresh, then the fire cannot impact them. Okay. So then, I'm sorry. Because they're strong. They have a hardness to them, so you can use them for something. So over there, the problem is, the potential of tearing them, because we're worried about the tension, you want to tear them out and use them. You can't? And therefore you can't, because I can't. Also. Okay. There's a Gemara. Hadetzach Lepalo is, if the person needs to relieve himself, and he does not relieve himself, so chisur ravina, some chosin or chisur ravina, what is the medical concern? Chadam areich ruach rosh shalat esbe, v'chadam areich zuah mosh shalat esbe. Rashi says that one study is that they will have reich apet, ruach rosh reich, will have a bad. Evil ruach doesn't mean a whole evil spirit over here, it means a bad smell. It causes bad breath, halitosis. Once it's a cause of ruach zuma, which actually says it means the whole body, its sweat will come out smelly. Tanya command number ruach zuma, but shall let this boy, the Tanya nisra, the kabbav, person needs to relieve himself, he continues to eat it instead of going to the bathroom. Dermalatana, shehisiku, agav eforoi. We have this in the third parak. It's like taking a tanner and not removing the ash which is there beforehand and then heating it up again, so you're it's not a very functional tanner if all the ash is in there. You have to get all the ash out and then you heat it up. It'll clean it out before you put new food in. And b'zohi tchilas ruach zuma. So that's the beginning of the problem of Ruach Zuma, that the body has a smell. Hachach liponis, v'enu yochel liponis, the person has difficulty relieving himself. It's not opening up. So what should you do? Amar chista, yamad v'yeshev, yamad v'yeshev. Standing, getting up and down, gets the body to get the motion started going. Chanan me'hardo, Amar yistal kutstadim. Travel to a different place and try again. If you should rub over there with a tzor, which will the idea behind that being, it seems to the movement over there, the touching over there, helps it open up and helps the peristaltic motion go. Just don't think about it. If you don't think about it, it's not going to make it better. So you won't be able to go to the bathroom. Now what do you do? No, it means you see it to me, the word Macherim, stop thinking about other things and focus on this. So the mental concentration will help the person relieve themselves. Amar Rav Yirmiyah Midifti, the Didi Chazali Hautaya saw this Arab horseman to come with Yosef, he kept getting up, sitting up and down. At the Shavach there, it poured out like pouring out of a pot. It was liquid. Terabon Hanichlis, the Sudas Kaaba, before a person goes to sit down to a sit down meal. So it's not covered that you have to get up in the middle and use the facility. So he should leave himself before he starts the meal. He said, "Yehalach yud pamim shel arba amas." He should walk, take ten walks of four amas, and then sit down. And then again, the same thing. And the motion of moving and then sitting, etc., will help the person open up and relieve himself. Some say, "Dal pamim shel eser amas." It's better to do 4 times 10, then 10 times 4. Benifna, benithlis, v'yeshem, v'kamer. Then you go into the, take your seat of the Suda. Sakrashi, ruach rot. Reich apeh. It causes a bad smell in the mouth. Shazevo, merakeh, v'me'ayim, v'yetzir reich derech piv. As it sits there inside of the body without being relieved, it produces a smell, it starts to decompose in the body, which obviously and that comes out of the mouth. I think it means it's pretty clear from the breath of heaven, the flow of the more means. Ruach zuma, kol gufay masrich b'zeh. His whole body has a sweat which comes out masrachas, which has a bad smell. It gets into the body and then it comes out in the sweat and a bad smell. I don't have a very clear medical explanation for exactly how that works. That's not opening up. A person attempted in one place. The talk was over. The cheres go to a different place. We even can try there. Taya Yishmael, a Yishmaeli air horseman. Nichlus of his kebab. Gnai huloi im yitzarch lamen min asuna lipanas. It's embarrassing to get up in the middle of the meal to go use the facilities. Yirpam yamtin min pam lapam. You go 10 times and you wait in between each one and you try, but you've the gatsum and you attempt to relieve yourself and then do that 10 times. This opinion says it's better to go longer. Shahiluch Maruba Murid Hazebel in the cover. The movement helps the contents move lower towards where he can relieve himself. Okay. Cheris. Let the Bishop, what the Shir had saw on Cheres? Rashi says when the person is piling up beams, to make a pile of beams for storage, so if there's any gaps in between the different pieces in the different layers, so you're afraid that your beam is going to bow. If there's space in between, it's going to bow and sit there and bow. So you want to put the piece of cheres in over there to be a support that it shouldn't have a reason to bow. So that's the shear for the chiyuv. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. The mayor merkei lachatos boy esor. You could take a little piece of fire and put it, a little bit of fire and put it inside of it. Revias makes el kavavoy revias. You could use it to hold a revias of liquid in it. Amar meir alpha pish ein rila da rezechol. Even though there's no, they don't have a pasuk which clearly supports this idea, but there is at least some hint to it in the pasuk. It says lo yimotze bechisa soy cheres lachatos eish miyukoid, that the person will be so impoverished that he will not even have a piece of cheres which he would use to lift out a small fire from the larger fire, so take out a coal to use for burning something. Amalei Rav Yosi Mishum Raya, that's the source. The end of the pasuk is you won't have a piece of cheres v'lachsof mayim migeva, to take water out of a puddle. So you see that the cheres can be used to take water, to hold water. That's like I'm saying, it's revius. So Rashi ben Patsim Chaverikish Masadim Pesimim Vamudim Bekarvis. You're putting the different types of beams. You're setting them up in piles. Isn't Soyer Shal Karvis? You're making a pile of these beams. Allah Aris on the ground. V'yesh Chalal Ben Zel Zel. There's a gap in between. Soymchem Mitachtov Shlo Yisakim. You support them beneath. They shouldn't get a bow in them. They use cheres to take out fire. Lachsef lidlois, the language of lachsef means to draw water. However, the pasuk, similar pasuk is chasve shervo. Chase mayim shal hanasiva. You take the water which is on the nasiva. I'm not sure what nasiva is. Shetitarchi labor kshamim v'shriyas nahoris. You'll have to pass through the rain and the flow of the river. Migeve guma shamayim nikbotzim b'soicha. That's a little puddle where the water gathers. Some more says mistabra the shir of Yosi nafish. Logic would be that the amount of fire taken out is a smaller amount, and therefore, but and Rav Yossi says holding a revius of water is a larger amount. When we crow, but based on the pasuk, it seems to be that shir der meir nafish, that the remeir's amount is larger, taking the fire. The sagadayt of shir der Yossi nafish, because the Rav Yossi shir is a larger amount. So then, the flow of the pasuk is not logical, because the pasuk is giving a person a klal. It's saying that the because of their avarice they'll be punished with this, and even this. They're not going to have a piece of cheres big enough for this, not even a piece of cheres big enough for that. So you're going to say the second one's smaller. That's the bigger curse, right? But la'yalei b'mana zutra. But would you first give him a klal? You're not going to have even a little one, and not even you're going to have a big one. Harder lightly, but mona rabba, you're not going to do that. You're not going to give him the curse of the larger amount. So, Rabbi, must see some nami lachatos esh mikida gadola. So, it's when Rabbi said to take a piece of fire, it means from a larger fire. And your understanding of the pasuk is correct that Rabbi Yossi's shear is smaller. So, Rashi, you start with shear the Rabbi Yossi nafish, me cross shear the Rabbi Yossi nafish. Atak vasehi, it's a question. From the flow of the mission, the understanding of the Mishnah, nearest or mayor machmer, thumber lachatis by or, will appear shura, didn't say any amount. Any amount is a radi yasir. Cheres purta chazi lachata gechaz, you can take one coal and one little piece of cheres. Bila the kabal revias mayim, not for sure, but to take water you need a larger amount. Rechimayanta bekra, you look at the psukim, lachasuk mayim is zutu, taking water is smaller. The chodai to lachas of mayim nafish. If you tell me taking water is larger, light loshlo yivoser ba afilu kli katan. Give him a cloth, not going to have any, even a small keli, whatever kli gadol, and on that you're not going to have a big one. Mechiderach makalim. Okay, that's how you give a person a cloth. Rabbi Masnisan the kamer meyer lachatis or it means mikira gadol, a larger piece of fire. Kamer the afilu chelz katana ainu roy lachatis ba. Your argument was that a small cheles needs a small piece of cheres. That's not true, because you need a certain amount of distance. You want to put your hand right next to the cheles, so the piece of cheres is large, even though the item is smaller. Rabbi Yisrael Shamraya, Shamra Kol Mer Meir, Rabbi Yisrael Meir, Rabbi Yisrael says about the Meir, what the Pasuk says at the end, that you can use Cheres for the water. So what's your right from the Pasuk? So Meir says, let me boy come, let me boy midi the chashiv, the inishi, the lishtachak la, the Pasuk means this, people you normally use it for fire. So not only you're not going to have things to use for fires, which is normal, even things people would not normally use, it's so ridiculous, even that you're not going to have. So the klola is a nice klola. In regards to usage, the usage is more shayach to fire than to water. Shabbat Kamala Rabbi, made a light love of Shwamin of the Chazi. If the positive thing you're not going to have, it means that that's something you could use. Feel me to the Chazi, even that you're not going to be able to have. But the normal usage was for ore, therefore that's not the normal shear you would measure it on.